Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. It's good to be with you this morning. Today I come to you standing next to my car. I haven't started loading up yet, but this is the last Hump Day Hallelujah that I'll be recording for a while as I leave after church on Sunday for a 12-week sabbatical. And as I prepare to be gone, you know, there's a lot to do. There's the things that need to be done to get ready here at church, and the things that I need to get ready at home. There's the plans to be made, reservations to be made, lots to consider. And so it's been very busy getting ready for this sabbatical, a gift from the congregation for which I'm incredibly grateful. But as I prepare to go, and already the goodbyes or the see you laters have begun, I'm mindful that I won't see people for quite a while, and that will be hard. It'll be out of the ordinary. It's not what we're used to. And so I've been thinking about kind of what will I lean on during that time. While I'm on the Camino with my brother, I'll use a walking stick, and I'll lean on that. And I think during the other times, I will lean on my memories, right, of the times that we've been together. And I have a reminder that I think I will take this with me. This is a pocket cross that was given to me by a member of the congregation that they purchased it in the Holy Land, carved out of olive wood. And every Sunday when I lead worship, this is in my pocket. I'm not always rub it, but I know that it is there, and it's a reminder certainly of God's presence with me. And as I'm on sabbatical, I intend to take this, and in some respects, you all with me through my memories as I spend time relaxing, reading, restoring, reflecting, praying to God, giving thanks to God, and sometimes just doing something for fun during that time. And I pray that as I'm away and we'll be praying for you, that you too would be praying for me and for my family as each of us gets out of these rhythms, these habits that we've established together. So that when we come back together at the end of October, the beginning of November, we'll come back refreshed, restored, and ready for what God has in store for all of us together. I pray that this time of renewal for myself is good for the congregation as well. And whatever Andrea chooses to do during this time, during Hump Day Hallelujahs or in lieu of Hump Day Hallelujahs, I pray that those videos and that social media reaches you in a new and different way, maybe challenges you in a way that you hadn't expected as well. That while I'm on my journey, you too would be on your own, knowing that our journeys will in fact bring us back together. So I don't say goodbye, I say see you soon, and know that you will be in my thoughts and prayers, and you will be with me in one way or another, and know that although I won't be here with you in worship and in these videos, I will be with you in my thoughts and prayers as well. So, thank you so much for spending a part of this day with me. I will see you in worship this Sunday, my last before I head out on sabbatical. And I hope to see you then. Take care.